This pyramid is a sculpture by Sol LeWitt, and you can see other works by Sol LeWitt nearby, particularly his wall drawings. What this has in common with the wall drawing is that it forms a rectangular grid, and it's systematically organized. Like some minimal artists, he works with the cube and repetition. He uses industrial material or creates instructions that can then be fabricated by other people, working with highly specific certificates. In fact, most of his sculptures are made in a factory by people working to his specifications. So it's the idea that comes first, and which he believes constitutes the work. In theory, his conceptual art need never be built. As long as the instructions can be documented, the work exists. Here he's got a baseline of 20 cubes that are 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters. They form a kind of cross, and they mount to an apex. The top layer consists of 8 of these 60-centimeter cubes. You'll find as you walk around the form that although it's ostensibly a very basic, simple, modular thing of repetition of a single cube, it produces unexpectedly exciting lines of sight. When you look diagonally through it, you find tunnels running obliquely to the main square format. As you move to the other side, you find yet another, different geometry forming. It's a work that actually requires you to move with it. This is one of the fundamental things that links LeWitt's work to minimalism. It might not look like a complex form at first sight, but it requires you to be in and amongst it, and to discover things in it. For a long time, I think the public, and certainly art historians, were actually afraid of having a sensation that was not mediated by a critical context or animated by a story that could be read into the form. Historians and theorists since the 70s wanted to be able to describe a thing in terms of an art historical or social context, to talk about a critical framework that seems to best ensure an objective analysis. But actually, artworks in the end produce sensation, and that's why you're here looking at it. To enjoy the quality of the work, and it's actually fine to enjoy pure sensation. While it's important that some artists do make strong, often political content in their work, it can never really move us unless first it engages our senses and has the ability to surprise at that pre-perceptual level. LeWitt, like Dada artist Kurt Schwitters, felt that making art that tries to change the way we think about art and the way we see the world is political enough, without trying to insert headline news.